Hello and welcome back to the Find Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you get closer to your true authentic self by helping you find your feet in life. Welcome to episode 57.
Today we're going to be talking about spiritual awakenings. I'm so excited to get into it because I feel like right now we are so spiritually aligned.
Yeah, we're feeling very spiritual recently, you know, manifesting a lot of things, just really feeling the spiritual vibes, feeling very connected to the universe. So this is going to be a fun episode, and we're actually together because we've been preparing for our webinar, which by the time this comes out will have already been the event, but we're together today, so the vibes are high. It's nice to not be recording over the internet.
Yeah, it's so good. I've been literally waiting for this moment to record together again, and I'm not gonna lie, it's taken us absolutely ages to start because I just feel like we're high on life.
Yeah, we just had about 40 minutes of laughing non-stop at absolutely nothing.
Laughing is the best medicine though. Like, I feel like I've just had a little therapy session.
Yeah, it got to a point where I thought my brain was going to explode. It felt really, I felt really dizzy and weird, and I basically felt like I was high on my own laughter.
Yeah, we were literally high on the vibes. But I honestly feel like it's like a sign, like we're sat here about to do an episode about spiritual
awakenings. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, like the energy in here, like, I can't explain it.
Yeah, there's some sort of weird vortex going on in here today.
Yeah, really weird, but really good, really positive vibes.
Yeah. You don't need alcohol. You don't need drugs to have fun, okay?
You literally don't need anything.
Have fun. I think maybe it's because, as well, we've been in lockdown for so long, and when you get to actually be in human contact with someone, you just lose your head. You know, there's all those memes, like, this is me on the June 21st, and, like, the person can't talk properly. Mm. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, I think it is. An explosion of energy.
But before we get into the juicy chat about spiritual awakenings, we're just going to read our Apple Podcast review of the week. And this week's lovely review is from Neelu_Lou. She says, mind-blowing. These girls are so personable and relatable. I genuinely feel like I'm having a good old natter with two girlfriends over a glass of wine after work. The topics are so relevant and helpful, and these guys have been a saving grace during lockdown. Even if you think you found yourself, we all still have so much to learn from each other, and that is a really grounding, nourishing way, and this is a really grounding, nourishing way to do just that. Thank you guys, keep shining.
Oh, thank you so much, Neelu. She is so incredible.
Yes, we talk to Neelu a lot on the gram, on the Instagrams. You should all follow us if you want to be chatting to us on Instagram at Find Your Feet Podcast. That was a lovely review. Thank you, Neelu. You keep shining as well, sister.
Yes, don't forget to go and leave us a review if you love any of our episodes. We'd love to know what you think.
But before we get into the episode, we've just got a quick word from the fabulous people that make this podcast possible. Our sponsor, BetterHelp. That's help. H-E-L-P. And we are so proud to be partnering up with a company whose mission is to help you start living a happier life from today.
Yes, BetterHelp is a professional online counselling service, and they'll set you up with a therapist in under 48 hours. They have a huge range of expertise, so you can find the right person for you. And even if it turns out that you're not too keen on the therapist you're originally paired with, you can actually change for free.
Yes, BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It's a professional, secure online counselling service available for clients all over the world. You can access your account at any time and log in and contact your therapist, and you will always receive a really quick response. You can easily set up weekly video or phone sessions with your therapist and get the professional support you need from the comfort of your own home. No awkward waiting rooms and no travelling to your appointments. And obviously, we're still in lockdown in the UK, so this is a perfect option to get some help from home in just under 2 days.
Yeah, and it's also way more affordable than your traditional offline counselling, and there are over 1 million people using BetterHelp today. If you do want to check out the reviews, you can head to betterhelp.com/reviews.
Yes, and as you all know, because this is something that I've spoken about openly on the podcast before, I've gone to therapy a couple of times in my young adult life, and it's literally been such a game changer. It's so helpful. But I don't even think you need to be literally like at the edge to go to therapy. If you just want to learn more about yourself or just dive deeper into your personal development journey, therapy is so good. And as Abby said, BetterHelp is way more affordable than your traditional offline counseling. And they are also giving our listeners a 10% discount on their first month of therapy. So to get this discount, all you need to do is go to betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That's betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. We'll leave the link in the show notes so you can easily go down there and get started. Just click the link. Automatically, the discount will be applied to your account. You just fill out a questionnaire so they can find out who you are and what your needs and assign you with the perfect therapist in under 48 hours. And you can get going on your leveling up your mental health journey. But that's all for now. Let's get into today's chat. Okay, let's start this spiritual awakening chat. But the first thing I want to know is, what did you do this morning? Abby has been reading Dr. Joe Dispenza's book. If any of you are familiar with his work, he's like, he's a neuroscientist, right, and a doctor. Well, he's just like, he's such an intelligent guy.
No, I don't think he doesn't describe himself as any of those. He's just like a...
He's just a legend.
Yeah, he's literally just a legend.
He just knows so much about the universe, energy, the science, quantum physics, your body, your biology, your brain, how it works, like, to a mad level. So Abby's been diving into his studies and doing his meditations, and she's going to share with us all now. And this is the first time I've heard about this, this crazy vortex that she went into this morning. So please share with us all.
Yeah, I've literally been saving it even from Grace just for added effect. This morning. But what I want to start with is how funny I find it that this happened this morning when we knew we were going to talk about spiritual awakenings today. And I feel like this just literally reaffirmed everything within me, because like, we've both been meditating for years and we always talk openly about that, but I literally never ever experienced anything like this. And I feel like this is literally just the start of it. Like, I'm going to start doing these meditations every day, and I feel like this is just going to develop into a whole thing. But yeah, basically, just to explain it, is at the start of Joe Dispenza's meditations, they're usually about an hour long and he has different ones. And today I did an energy balancing one. But he starts with these like breathing techniques, but they're like really powerful. So yesterday I did it, right, and I was like, okay, that was pretty good. You know, like when we do Breathe with James and you feel a bit tingly and you're like, okay, that feels good. So I did that yesterday. And then last night I was in bed and I was reading literally the part about breathwork. He explains what happens when you do the breathwork. So I was like, okay, this is cool. I understand what's going on in the body. And then I also read just a small case study of a woman saying that she did the breath work and then she freaked out, she didn't let go, and then she went back the next day and then reminded herself not to freak out. It's quite easy to do that. And then so today I get up in the morning, I go to do it, and I do the breath work. I'm not joking, I did one breath. And basically I would advise you all to really buy the book and do these meditations and learn, like read it, because it's going to help a lot more. But like, just in really simple terms, it's like when you take a normal breath, like something moves within your sacrum.
I don't know what that is. Is it a chakra?
It's something down there. Something moves, right, when you take one breath in, one breath out. And then also when you breathe out, your like pineal gland moves, right? This moves a fluid up and down your spine, and every 12 hours that fluid goes like from does one cycle, right?
Right.
When you do this breath work, it flushes the fluid up your spine.
Oh, okay.
And any, you know, like, I mean, with Amy, the last episode, she was talking about energy kind of being stuck in the body. And like, when you go through things, you get energy stuck in your different chakras.
Yeah.
And when you do this work, the energy balancing one, you're breathing and you're concentrating on the energy and tensing all your muscles, and you're moving all the energy up into your brain. So anything that's trapped, like within your different chakras, will move up into your mind, and then it kind of like comes out. So I literally do the second breath, and you just do like this certain technique where you like hold it all in. And then as I did the second breath, like I just went. I wasn't there anymore. Like, I literally just went.
Well, he passed away.
It was so weird. But it happened so quickly. I don't know if anyone's experienced this, and I don't really know like exactly what happened. But yeah, I literally did the second breath and I wasn't there anymore. I couldn't feel my body whatsoever. I did nearly freak out, like very nearly. And I was literally led there. And I was going, whoa. Whoa, it was so weird.
What, you were lying down when you did it?
Yeah, I did it like down. I don't think you can do it sat up, because if I did that sat up now, I'd probably fall off the seat. Like, it's really powerful. And I was like, whoa, and I couldn't feel it in my body, and I definitely felt like I went out of my body, but only quickly. And I got this message as well, but I don't really know what it means. Say, it said, some people aren't ready. And I don't know if it meant me or other people. I don't know, but it said some people aren't ready. That's what it said.
That's scary.
That's actually giving me chills, because that's the first time I've said it out loud. But that's the message that I got. And like, it went, some people aren't ready. And then I was like that. And then he goes, carry on, because he probably knows how you're feeling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he goes, carry on. So I was like, right, don't freak out, do it again. So I did the breath again, and then so I did the breath a few times, and it kept happening, and like that feeling. And at one point, I did really freak out. At one point, I was led there, and because I couldn't feel my body, I was going like this, and I was shaking like loads as well. I was going,
what to like make you feel? Your
yeah,
body
just
again.
I couldn't feel my body at all, and it start. Yeah, it does start to freak you out a bit, but it feels really nice because I was, and as well, I felt a pain here, like to my left. And then it kind of like went as I did it. So I think that was maybe like some kind of energy trapped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Coming
and then,
out.
Yeah. And then as I breathed, yeah, it kind of like trapped. And obviously it went up into my head, and it changes your brain waves from beta to high beta or gamma. So I don't know, maybe not gamma. I think that's like really deep, but maybe mine probably went to high beta, beta.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it makes you feel like really good.
What is beta? Because some people aren't going to know.
What, like the brain wave?
Yeah, please explain.
Well,
some
yeah,
people
you have
are like,
your
what
different,
the hell is that?
You have your different brain waves, and we're usually in beta, aren't we? And then when you go into meditation, you go into either high beta, or that's very similar to gamma, which is like a very high level of meditation, or there's theta, which is like transcendental meditation, which is like right. A whole other level.
So it's just like high vibes.
Yeah, so it basically just makes you feel absolutely amazing. And from that vortex, that's where you can manifest, because you become no one. But that's like really deep shit. You basically become nothing. But yeah, I would definitely advise people to read the book and do it, because I think if I hadn't read the book, I don't think I would have
you would
that experience.
Have been too scared.
Yeah, because I would have pulled myself back straight away. Yeah, and from reading the case studies, I was like, okay, I need to make sure I do let go. But yeah, that's the first time that's ever happened to me, and it was an absolute madness. But I'm gonna start doing it every day.
You're gonna be a different person,
and I do feel very different today. Like,
yeah, when I arrived, your energy was well different to normal.
Yeah, I feel very different. I definitely feel like some kind of energy has moved, and I do want to get more into energy healing anyway. So I think. We'll be moving all sorts of energy, but it was definitely the most like weirdest experience I've ever had, and I love how it was this morning. Now we're going to talk about this.
So what kind of breath did you actually do, or can
you
not really explain it?
No, I can't explain it. You tense your sacrum, I'm sure it's your sacrum, the bottom muscles as you breathe in through your nose, like it kind of hurts, a really deep breath in through your nose, and you tense all your muscles, but tense them up as the breath goes up, all up your chest, and then you focus the energy to your mind. So you're literally pulling. He described it as you're like pulling the energy as if you're sucking a straw.
Oh, right, okay.
So you suck it right up. And I remember I did the first breath and I was like, oh, that really hurt. And you have to hold it for ages at the top, and you literally feel like you're going to pass out. And then the first time I was like, oh, and I was like, right, go again. And then I did it again. And then that's when I just like went into, I don't know where I went. But I was not here.
How long were you not here for in time?
Not that long.
Time gone? Was time an illusion?
Time is an illusion. Yeah, time was an illusion at that point, but I know it wasn't that long, because the breath work is 6 minutes at the start and then it goes into the meditation.
Right.
And for the meditation, I'm not going to lie, I was struggling a little bit to tune in, because you know what I was thinking? I can't wait to talk crazy. What just happened? I kept thinking it, and I was like, get out of your ego. Like, you want to be in this meditation. You just had a crazy experience. Get out of your ego. And I was like, I just can't wait to talk crazy. I was literally getting mad at myself. So the actual meditation was beautiful, and at the end I still felt very heavy. I had to like really like lift myself out of it, but the actual breath work at the start was where I felt like weird, like beyond weird. And I mean, someone that really knows what they're talking about, probably Joe Dispenza, could explain this in detail what happened.
Yeah, one day we'll talk to him, you know.
Definitely
he'll come on the podcast. He's like the biggest spiritual leader person, but that's okay. Aim high, shoot for the moon, and
exactly.
Land on the moon.
But basically you're just changing the chemical balance within your, no, you're changing your brain waves. That's basically what I did. And that's why you get this explosion of energy and you feel really good. And that heals. If you like want to get really into it, it's all about like your genes and the emotions that you feed yourself, feed your genes, which change if like, you know, like how everyone has cancer and then cancer is only expressed if you have certain emotions. That's what I was reading last night. So that's how you can heal yourself through this breath work, because you're changing like the chemistry in your brain. Literally, it's life-changing stuff. Everyone should go and buy the book. And
what's it called?
Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. I mean, he has many ones that are fabulous, but I'm starting with this one. I think I'll probably read them all now. Like, this is honestly like a very pivotal day.
Yeah, moment.
For both of us, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Because you're going to do this, I'm going to force you.
Oh my God, I'm scared. I'm scared. Scared of stuff like that.
But no, but don't be scared. It's a
no, I mean, like,
experience.
Yeah.
And that is literally just the start, because I really want to get into like transcendental meditation and stuff like that. And you do kind of go into a different void, but you can only manifest from knowing that you are nothing to recreate something. So like when I went into that, I went into the unknown, and from that you create, because I could visualize a lot like more clear after I did that. Breathwork is generally so powerful. Like,
yeah,
we,
it is.
We literally buzz off Breathe with James because he is exactly that, just in like a different form.
Yeah, he doesn't make you feel like you're going to pass out.
No, but it's a good feeling. It feels really good. Yeah, because I do get that feeling sometimes with James. You know the feeling you feel with James? But then saying that, I don't know how I can say that because I don't know what you feel with James, what I feel. But if I was to compare it, the tingly feeling I get with James' sessions.
Sounds like you're like, the butterflies I get with James, I don't know what you get.
I really love James. No, that feeling, it was like that, but like
times 30. 1,000.
No, about 30.
Okay.
I was going to say 10, but I was like, no, it's definitely more than that. Yeah. Anyway, it was really beautiful.
Wow. Beautiful. So you went into another world.
I did, but I'm back. But I'm probably going to spend more time in that vortex now.
Yeah.
And everyone should follow.
Yeah. What vortex are you guys hanging out in? Is it the right one?
Exactly.
You should ask yourself that.
Because it's so true, though, because people, like, basically what we're going to speak about today is, like, everyone is looking outside of themselves for, like, confirmation, for happiness. And, like, to a certain degree, that's fine. Like, we all want that kind of exterior happiness. But to know through stuff like meditation, you can literally find it from within yourself. Like,
yeah, it's mad. It's mad that you can have that level of, like, weird effect on you just from your breath.
Yeah, from your breath.
It's
like,
crazy.
I literally felt like I was on drugs. Like, I literally felt I was on drugs. Mm. And it's like, that was from my breath.
Yeah.
Like, that is magical.
Wow. Well, guys, we'll link the book in the show notes and you can link the meditation.
Yeah, I will.
So you can all read the book and do it safely.
Yeah, and just let go.
Wow. Amazing. Right, so let's chat about spiritual awakenings. What the hell is a spiritual awakening, you might be wondering. I actually don't really like the term spiritual awakening because I think it sounds way mentaler than it actually is. It makes it sound like you have, like, you're like, I don't know, you awaken, see the world in a completely different way, and your reality is not the same, and it's really dramatic. But I actually think it's more subtle than that, and I just feel like the term has a lot of ego attached to it, like a lot of spiritual ego vibes attached to the term spiritual awakening. But I mean, that could just be me.
No, I agree. I feel like it's spiritual awakening, like the actual name of it does sound very dramatic. And I think it is much more of a very subtle, gradual thing. But then I also think, like, if someone wants to identify and say, oh, I literally went for this spiritual awakening, then I think that's fabulous.
Yeah.
I think you have to kind of work for it in a way. Like I feel like you have the signs that you're led to it, but at the same time, you really have to do the work. Like I did the work to put myself in that spot to do that meditation this morning.
And I describe
that as a kind of awakening. So I feel like we almost can't discredit them, but I do know exactly what you mean. I feel like they are, sometimes, especially if you don't know much about them, and then you see like videos and stuff and you're like, and sometimes you might think like, oh, have I been through an awakening? I thought that before. I thought, well, is everyone's talking about spiritual awakenings? Have I been through an awakening? I don't know. And it can get a bit confusing. So I think only you will know within yourself, like, if you've been through this kind of subtle awakening.
Well, I think if you're like spiritual, and probably if you listen to this podcast, you probably are, because we talk about it a lot, then yeah, you've definitely gone through one.
Yeah, for sure. Like, if you're listening to this podcast, then you are 100% spiritual and in that line, because you're looking for that kind of inspiration. So you'll just know within yourself. So what do you think? Do you feel like you went through like one big spiritual awakening or what?
Yeah, I feel like I have. But at the time, I don't think I realized that was what was going on. But now, with hindsight, I can see. But I think whenever anybody enters into spiritual realm, into spirituality, then that's when you have your awakening. Like, because you essentially awaken. Your eyes are just open to, as Oprah says, the deeper world around us.
Yeah.
And you know, from the beginning of a podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like my first one, I think I've had a couple, but I think they're just kind of like rebirths where you like shed big limiting beliefs, big blocks that you are holding against you from living your true purpose and your dream life. You essentially are awakening again. You're becoming more clear, conscious person on this planet. But the first one was it's 2018, so 3 years ago, so I was 21. So basically, I'd moved to London really young. I was 20, just turned 20, and I didn't go to uni. So I moved there and just started working. I literally didn't know anyone. And any of you that have lived in London or live there, you know, it can actually be a very lonely place because it's quite hard to make friends apart from like through your work. Generally, as a city, it's not that friendly. Like, you can make friends there, you absolutely can, but, you know, it's not that.
Yeah, I think people think it's probably, like, more social than it
is. Yeah, and, you know, it's a very hustly city, so a lot of people just work in loads and then being tired.
Yeah.
So when I was there, I, like, that was the first time I'd experienced, like, real loneliness in my life because I'd gone from having, like, a support network in real like close physical proximity to me to now being in like a big city with like no, I honestly knew like two people and I knew them loosely, like I didn't really know anyone, and all my mates were still at uni and stuff, so like I was, you know, just on my own and the big bad world. But I was like, felt really lonely when I was there, and it was something like I was always looking for something, like I was always seeking, and I think that loneliness drove me, that feeling was driving me to seek something more, that there was more, there was something like that. Do you know what I mean? It was a drive to look and find something else. Mm-hmm. And then that's when basically I discovered the universe, and like that I read The Secret. That was my gateway into it, as it is many people's gateway into it, is that book. I read that and then went from there and read all of her other books, and then just realized, oh my god, there is more than meets the eye in this life. Like, there's more than what you can actually physically see. And I think that instantly took away that like sort of lonely feeling, because I realized I wasn't alone. You know, the universe always has your back and is always supporting you. And also, like, it kind of makes you feel like you've got the power back in your life. Like, there's a thing with spirituality. I think people seek it sometimes from places of like rock bottom. Not saying I was at rock bottom at all, but sometimes they seek it from places at rock bottom, or when they're in a negative place, they end up finding it. They kind of stumble on it because they're looking for something else. Like, they're looking for something more. They're looking for something deeper because there's something like a void missing within you. And I think that's because actually, way back in the dawn of humans, we were all like really spiritual beings. I just think as society's gone on, spirituality has been really like downplayed, called woo-woo, made to seem a bit taboo, like especially in the UK. Like, I know obviously in other countries they're a bit more like free vibe with it, but especially in the UK, like, you seem to be like woo-woo hippie. But actually, I think to be happy, I think being in touch with your spiritual side is really important, like part of feeling fulfilled. So I think that's why sometimes when people go through like difficult emotions and perpetually hard emotions, you get driven to finding spirituality, because it's like your intuition is like, you need to find that thing, that you need to connect back with that true, that's like nature, like you need like true nature of humans. I don't mean nature as in like outside, but I think it drives you back to get back in touch with that, because it's so deep within us that that's where we came from, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's why then you feel like you have a void and you're seeking something and then you find it, and that spirituality just fills it. And it's not like it fills it in like a bad way, like you're getting likes on Instagram to fill your void of self-worth issues or something. Like it genuinely fills the void, because I think the void is there because we're meant to find that again. Because I think, you know, there's so many spiritual people that are like, look, we need... like a lot of our purpose on the planet is to help raise the consciousness of the planet and get other people to get back in touch, because when you get there, you are so much happier. And I'm not blanket statement here, but like your mental health issues really do subside when you realize that, when you become more spiritual, because you feel this blanket of support that you hadn't felt before. You don't feel like you're on your own in this world. You feel supported.
Yeah,
you feel like the universe has your back, and that just makes you feel good, and it does put the power back in your hands, because you start to realize that you can be the true creator of your life, because you learn about manifesting and energy and all this stuff, and you just start to realize how you can manipulate your life, but not in a bad way. Manipulation is always used in a negative term. I don't mean it like that, but I just think you just realize that actually, like, you know, if you're not happy, you can take the power back in your hands and create the life you want. And some people that are not spiritual might say, well, you can do that anyway, which is non-spiritual, but you just feel less overwhelmed because you just feel like, yeah, the universe supports you. But what I think is really interesting is that there is all this like new developments in psychedelic companies getting invested in and stuff. And we've been listening to it on a lot of people's podcasts, like the Diary CEO podcast had like this billionaire guy on it who never drinks, never does drugs, treats his body like a temple, doesn't even eat bad food. Like he was like on the level of like body is a temple vibes, but he'd experienced like psychedelics and what that did for him in terms of, and he was a very spiritual guy, and what that did in terms for his like mind and stuff. So now he is in, he's like a billionaire. He's like investing in the, all these, he's like the forefront of all these psychedelic companies that he thinks in the future are going to solve so many people's mental health problems, because psychedelics do connect you to something deep, the deeper world around us, as Oprah says, because it puts you in touch with that spiritual side. It fills that void. And I think, yeah, absolute ramble, but there you go.
No, no, I loved it all. I agree. I feel like you can only numb yourself for so long. And I think a lot of people go through life, but not to kind of like put judgment on them, because I believe that like in certain lifetimes you're meant to wake up, and in other ones you may not wake up. And a lot of people will can live very happy lives from the ego.
Yeah.
But I think once you experience a hint of spirituality,
you can't go back.
Yeah, you literally can't go back.
It's like a rabbit hole.
Yeah, yeah, you can't. Like once you get kind of exposed to that, you'll get like more signs. You get way more intuitive, and I feel like you feel everything so much more deeply. Like you'll probably experience like more sadness and like more healing work, but then you'll also experience more happiness. Like I've actually never ever been as happy as when I've been like way more spiritual. And yeah, it's so true for feeling like you're being like divinely guided, because I feel like so many people, like, you know, like I'm a massive believer, and I know you are as well, that everything happens for a reason. Everything.
Divine
like,
timing on everything. Yeah,
like even down to a T, like even down to like something ridiculous, like Grace's bottle falling off the desk and having to clean it up. Like I'm like, that happens for a reason. We might, we need to take a pause. Like everything happens for a reason. And some people are like, that is rubbish. But I'm like, what is actually the harm in believing that? Like there's no harm whatsoever, because it actually brings you so much peace, because you realize that literally no matter what happens, you can always, always handle it. And yeah, it just makes any hardship so much easier, just knowing that you're being guided and everything's meant to happen for a reason. Even something really, really hard.
Yeah.
It's literally just so you can grow and flourish into the beautiful person that you are.
And I think like when you're saying about people, some people are awake, some people aren't, and that's what, and like spiritual awakening, the term of it, I think that's where that ego bit comes in and what puts people off of it. That's the bit that I don't like about it, because I don't want anybody to ever think, oh my God, I'm not awake. I'm such a bad person, or like feel like they're less than other people. And obviously like there is people out there who's spiritual, who then can have that spiritual ego where they think they're better than other people, because they're like, you don't see what I see. But that's the bit of the term that I don't like. But like, yeah, I get it. But like, it's just a word. It's a word. It makes sense. The words used. You just, you do. You wake up. Your eyes just wake up to the deeper world around us. And but yeah, the, like the term of it, I think it kind of can scare people off a bit sometimes.
You mean the spiritual awakening?
Yeah, and like waking like the up ego. And yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think the spiritual ego is like so subtle, you don't even notice it. But I was like thinking about this today, like when with a spiritual ego, like that is still, so like basically when you go through a spiritual awakening, you'll notice that your ego, which has been like driving your whole life like on autopilot, kind of falls to the back, and you kind of have like this kind of like soul loving feeling takeover. And that's where your all your intuitive messages come from. So like I feel like your intuition knows when something isn't really in alignment with you, and it'll probably whisper that to you. And then your ego is like the really logical brain, and it'll be like, what, like you've always loved doing this, you can't do that, blah, blah. And yeah, they call it a spiritual ego, because sometimes when you get spiritual, you think you create this ego. Like I've done it so many times where I'm like, oh my God, I feel so enlightened, I feel so good. And then I witness someone do something and I think, why the hell are they doing that? Like, do they even realize it? And I'm like, if only they were enlightened, that. And that's like your ego again. But that is the naughty ego though. Like the actual spiritual enlightenment is pure love, pure energy, no judgment. That's the ego. It's like, can't cope with the fact that you're trying to disregard the ego. It like can't cope with it.
It's trying to crawl its way back in.
Yeah, literally. So you get
in a new spiritual form so that you accept it.
Exactly. But I always like try and remind myself now, like if I ever like want to judge someone, not even in a spiritual context, but just judge someone anyway, because obviously it's very bad to judge people, even though it's so natural sometimes. I always just remind myself that everyone is like, you know, Ella always says this, Ella Ringrose, who's been on our podcast before, who we absolutely love to bits. She always says, like, everyone's journey and where they are is like absolutely perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lovely when she says that. And she's like, if you don't like where you are now, like, you are meant to be there. Everything is like happening perfect. If you were meant to be somewhere else, you would be somewhere else.
Yeah.
I love that.
Exactly. And then, so I can't look at someone and think, why are they doing that? Because that is absolutely perfect for them. Like, for them in their life, it's perfect for them. And that's none of our business anyway.
Yeah.
But no, I do feel like that's a big thing you kind of overcome. And I think as well, it comes because I personally, when I like go through a bit of an awakening and I feel this shift, I feel like I change my views on a lot of things, and things that used to interest me don't. People I maybe I used to like, I don't like so much. and then that's where you kind of create like this ego, because you feel like you can't relate to people anymore.
Yeah,
but you can't always relate to people. You can relate to the universe.
When did you have your spiritual awakening? When did you become aware of the deeper world around us right now?
Well, I feel like similar to you, I feel like everyone is going through like a subtle awakening, but I think you feel more periods where you have more of a shift.
Yeah. Well, but when was the first time the light switched on to, whoa, there's something more than what meets the eye around here, you know? It's not just, I don't know.
I think it was like we were saying, like, start 2018. And I always feel like things can like catapult you into things. So I honestly think when I split up with one of my exes, that catapulted me into it, because that's when I got way more into meditation, way more into journaling. And I definitely just kind of like got into it way more. And that's why I was saying before that I feel like sometimes you can get these intuitive messages, like there's more to life, there's this spiritual side. But then I think it's also up to the person to go out and search for that, because like, nobody like made me do the journaling and everything, but that enhanced my awakening and enhanced my shift.
But what are you saying, that like it came from a place of like negative emotion, because you're obviously upset from the breakup, right?
But I definitely had,
drove you to it.
Yeah, but I was spiritual before that. I was actually spiritual when I was with him, and even before that relationship.
Yeah, no, I remember actually you were, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't actually know what I'm talking about.
Because they used to tell you to just manifest it, babe.
Yeah, we've all, like, both of us have always, like, been into it, but I think that's when I felt maybe a shift.
Yeah.
Actually, getting into it, I literally can't remember. I can't remember at all.
Yeah.
It must have been the vortex. I can't remember. But it was, because it's quite a long time ago, but yeah, I think I definitely got more into it then. And then I think lately I've felt another huge shift, but I think that's just because we're like so into it at the minute.
Yeah.
Like always, we're always talking about like the importance of what you consume. And like lately we're literally like, me and Grace, all we have talked about is like positive stuff really.
Yeah, man.
Trying to change the world. And then like YouTube, that's all I'm watching, like reading, like spiritual YouTubers, like I'm surrounding myself with it. So I'm feeling like more shifts.
Yeah.
And I feel like some days, obviously when you go through a spiritual awakening, you don't wake up one day and I'm like, oh my God, I've awoken.
Yeah, or, yeah, yeah. It's subtle. It is subtle. But the word of it makes it sound like it's like a light switch of craziness, and it's not.
But some days I will say I do wake up and I'm like, I look out the window and I feel like I see the world a bit differently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's like the shift, I think, the really subtle shift where you're like, Jesus, so much more to life than I actually originally thought. And you realize like how expansive the world is, and you can literally create anything, and it's just, and you feel like the world is beautiful, because you know, like everything through the news and everything like that, I literally hate the news, and I got this big thing about it recently, because it makes you feel like the world is so evil and so negative, and it's not. Like it's all an illusion to control us, so nobody should watch the news. I honestly hate the news. I have a massive intuitive repel to the news.
If I
could sit down and my mum's got it on, I have to leave the room. I hate it that much.
Yeah, no, I'm not into it either. It's scary. It's full of scary stuff. But yeah, no, what you do become what you you consume, for sure. And I think that in our society where we have like social media and things like that, that can numb you a lot. I think the way that we live as well, we're needing constant entertainment, like constant just
stimulation.
Yeah, stimulation, that's what I mean. You're constant like craving and like what's the addiction to that need for constant stimulation actually just, I think it pulls you further away from discovering the deeper world around us.
Channeling Oprah so much this episode.
I think it just pulls you further away from that, because I think in moments of chill time and stillness as well, you might look outside and look at a tree and think, how did that get here? Or whatever. Like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think we can, in our society now, like, there's so much stuff to numb you with.
Mm.
You can, it can be harder to find. But I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying.
No, I know what you mean. But I think that's what makes it more beautiful, because you almost have to, like, fight for that. Like, you have to ignore Instagram, ignore all the series. Like, how many good series are there on Netflix? But instead you think, actually, I'm going to watch a spiritual YouTuber now. Because I feel like once you experience that actual bliss, which comes from, like, being spiritual, then it is, like, addictive. You're like, oh, my God, like, I can actually experience this happiness from within myself. And then that becomes, like, your anchor for life. And I think that's how you naturally go down the route, just becoming more spiritual.
Yeah, you do just, it does just give you a deeper level of peace that, like, you just didn't have before when you when you step into this. And, like, I know that we always say the universe, but, I mean, that might not resonate with some people. You might resonate with God or whatever, and, you know, that's fine. You choose whatever you want. But it's just, like, I mean, let's be serious. We're on a spinning rock in the middle of a universe where we actually don't know what is exactly out there, like, not even within what we can see within our solar system. There's loads more stuff out there that we can't even see, like, with the technology we have. How did we get here in the first place, you know? It's all, let's be real, this place that we call home is far too complex and perfect, the way that nature functions, everything, for this to have been an accident. Or, like, I don't even know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, completely. I was reading this book in the book, actually, the other day, and it just made so much sense to me. I don't know if this is, I'm not going to explain this in the best scientific way, but this is basically what I was saying. So, you know, like, how, like, energy and, like, brain waves and, you know, like, radiation from microwaves and stuff.
Yeah.
How you feel, obviously you can't see it because it's not, it's not dense enough for us to see. And then they were explaining it to, like, when I was watching that documentary that I did an episode about, there was this planet, and it was saying that if you have a teaspoon of this planet on a thing, it would weigh 1,000 times more than our Earth, because it was that dense.
Oh my God.
So then, and then that translated back to kind of like spirits, energy, everything, like consciousness. We can't see it just because it's not dense enough. And I was like, shit, that actually, like, now it makes sense to me. Like, it's all about how dense things are and if they're going to fall into your physical realm.
Oh, right.
And that's why, like, what Leora was saying on her YouTube video the other day, that when you're trying to manifest something, it's in the spiritual realm. It's getting really woo now. In the spiritual realm. And then, like, the more you kind of visualize it and you're, like, programming your thoughts to kind of attract that, then it falls
out into the physical,
and it becomes
into
dense.
Our realm. No, I know what you mean. Like, the more that you are thinking it, like, not in an obsessive way, like, must manifest this, but the more you're just keeping it there, like, yeah, man, that's coming to me, I'm surrendering that house in LA is just coming right to my way at the perfect time. The more that you're, like, giving that thought energy, the more you're giving it energy, the more you're giving it energy, like, then it'll, the more that's going on, the more it will weigh. That makes sense, that it then drops down into the
exactly, that's exactly how she explained it.
Yeah
And then
you're giving it more weight.
When you
the
think
same
about
way
the,
sorry, interrupting you, the same way when you we have limiting beliefs that we give so much weight to, like, really, like, negative beliefs about ourselves that we believe as fact that are not fact. We give so much weight to them because we give them so much energy. They do play out into our lives all the time because they're fully here in the physical realm, because we won't bloody let go of them because they're on a negative report, repeating pattern in your head. Like, imagine if you swapped that for, like, I am, I don't know, I am Oprah, you know, I might turn into her.
No, it's so true though. Like, I think everyone should work on replacing those feelings and then giving them energy, like, with affirmations, as we always say, and then
love
pulling them down.
Yeah, 100%. Affirmations are so freaking powerful. Like, literally so powerful. Like, I remember when I first heard the affirmation from Marissa Peer, I am enough.
My stomach is rumbling so loud.
I can't hear you.
I won't be surprised if the mic can pick that up.
I remember when I first heard the affirmation, I am enough, from Marissa Peer. And it was at a time in my life when I genuinely wasn't thinking that was enough. And I remember thinking it was so profound. I was like, I am enough. Oh my gosh, what a statement. That's absolutely mental. And I just thought, I just thought it was crazy. Like, not in a bad way, as in I thought, wow. It was just so profound to me. Whereas now I'm like, I wouldn't even say that to myself, because I'm like, yeah, obviously we don't need to talk about that, Grace. Like, and I would say a different affirmation that's a lot more like, you know, I am pure perfection.
Yeah.
That's one of my faves.
I think that's what's actually shifted. Because, you know, we were both saying that we've been through like a shift lately. Yeah. I think doing our affirmations
is
actually really, really helps. I listen to mine every morning.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that is what's really pushed me on lately.
Yeah, yeah. Because I always just like passively play them in, like, I'll be working, I'll just put them on. Because they're all got the background of the music is just chill music.
So nice.
So it helps you concentrate anyway. And then it's just randomly saying, I am manifesting the life of my dreams or whatever. and it just says all these different things. And you're not even like consciously taking it in, but it is actually going into your mind, into your realm. You know, you're giving that those affirmations more energy, and they're dropping down into the physical world and the spiritual world.
Exactly.
But yeah, guys, if you want to get your hands on these magical affirmations, if you want to start pulling down from the spiritual world into the physical world what you want in this life, we have a range of affirmation players on our website that you can get right now. The click of a button. The link is in the show notes. You can go and have some fun. Like, they're all themed. That's what I always like to do, is listen to like themed ones. So in the morning, like, I'll listen to like good morning motivational affirmations, like new energy affirmations, and then rather than listening to like
news.
No, like, I don't know. And then maybe in the evening I'll listen to manifesting or something, you know, or swap or we've got all like relationships.
Or the personalized ones.
Yeah.
So if you do want to manifest something specifically or work through something specifically, you can get a personalized one and we'll do it for you, plan it all, record it all. I love the personalized ones because they always like shock me, because they're always like those little niggas in the limiting beliefs that you need to work on. And I'm like, oh yeah, reminder.
Yeah, yeah. They're good.
Okay, so if anyone's listening now and they're thinking, am I going for a spiritual awakening? I don't know. We're just going to quickly give you some signs which might help enlighten you a bit. So I personally think like my signs which I went through are what I kind of discussed before, actually, like really struggling to relate to people. I think the collective consciousness and feeling everybody else's energy a lot more. Like, you always say you're an empath, and I think I became way more than an empath because I get so angry. No, I do. But like, not a bad anger, like a really passionate anger. About certain things that I don't think I would have before I was spiritual.
Do you know what? I'm getting a download from the universe right now. I think you've been given that level of empathy to feel the collective pain of others that makes you angry in a passionate way about things. Maybe before you were like, oh, I don't care about that, it doesn't really affect me. Because you now have a channel to help other people. This podcast, like, helps other people. So you getting angry about certain things, you probably talk about it, like,
in
the podcast. And then you speak out and channel it in a way that's helpful for people by raising awareness on an issue or whatever it is. And that's how you help people, you know. That's probably why you have reached that new level of empathy.
Yeah, and that's like we always say, everything happens for a reason. And I think, it's all about how you channel that anger, because I would say as well, like, I think it comes with situations like calling people out and stuff. We spoke about that on the podcast before. Like, if you feel intuitively guided that something doesn't sit right with you, then call it out, and you'll notice you do that a lot more when you kind of awaken, because you see everything differently. And not to say you're like judging people, like, what the hell are you doing that for, but if you see everything from a more beautiful point of view and you see judgment as this really harmful thing, then you're probably going to feel the need to call people out and just be like, why are you judging, why are you throwing around all this negative energy? You'll feel like, literally, when you go from an awakening, you notice energy so much more. And I noticed, you know, more, we've been learning more about like the throat chakra. And do you remember when I said to you ages ago that, do you ever feel like when you speak to different people, your voice changes? And you said to me, no.
No.
You was like, I don't really, you was like, I don't get what you mean. And I think that now is my throat chakra. Like, if I talk to someone and I feel like their energy is really off and I don't want to let them into my realm, the tone of my voice like completely changes. And I've done that from a young age.
Interesting.
Yeah, I remember doing it like even when part-time work and everything, I would notice so much my voice would completely change. So now I use that as like a little anchor. I'm like, who is my voice changing around? You know, that sounds really weird. You'll notice like little things like this. What do you think your signs were?
It was just a feeling of like familiarity, like coming home. It felt like I was like coming, I was entering the spiritual world. I was walking through the door into the spiritual life. but it felt familiar, and like it was, I was just, it was just filling up a hole that was always there. It just gone out of me for a bit. Like, I guess, because you don't get raised as a baby to stop manifesting and believing in the universe and all this stuff. I just felt like it just felt really right. Like, I felt like just a bit of me had slotted back into my soul and come home to myself.
No, it's honestly so nice.
Yeah.
Also, I think, you know, we touched on before how a lot of people will like get to absolute rock bottom or even have like a near-death experience and then they will discover this spiritual realm and like get into it. But I think if you're listening to this now and you're intrigued by this, then like push on it, like learn new things, read new books, watch spiritual YouTubers, like consume us, anything that interests you, because you can kind of push on that awakening and like fight for what your soul desires. Like, you don't have to get to absolute rock bottom to realize that, oh, actually, I can like wake up in this life. Like, you can just awaken whenever you want.
Yeah, definitely. And there's like an endless amount of knowledge out there. There's endless amounts of podcasts, YouTubers, books, people to follow on Instagram that you will be guided to. You'll be attracted to them, to listen to them and follow them. Because you'll probably end up consuming some people then you don't resonate with anymore and you don't consume them again as you move forward. And, you know, you when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So if you've got like curiosity about it then and you're like, I don't even know where to start. You know, you're ready. So everything you need will just come to you to help you learn what you need to learn in the perfect time that you need to learn it. But I think, just embrace it and don't think, oh God, am I turning into a hippie freak or whatever? Because, you know, a lot of spirituality stuff is branded as woo-woo. But I actually just think like, and that's the thing, like, and that's why what I love about Amy, who came on our show last week, is she always is like, you can be spiritual and love your Chanel bag. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you can, you know, there's no, because there's such like a stereotype that you're going to end up wearing like those weird pants that people get when they go traveling. No disrespect if you've got these pants. We know the classic. They're like, it's always on a meme. Like,
yeah,
they've
got like elephant
pants. The elephant pants that like cuff at your ankles and they're like big, like flow pants that you're going to like wear that and like a string of vests and walk outside with no shoes on. And you can't, that's cool, you can walk outside with no shoes on, it's good to do that, it's good to go grounding. But there's such a stereotype that I think sometimes scares people away, same way the stereotypes with feminism, that you're going to turn into an angry, hairy, armpitted woman. And that used to be what I saw feminism as, because that's what it's always portrayed as. So I always used to never go near it because I was like, well, I don't resonate with that image, so I don't want to get involved in that. And actually, when you become interested in and learn more about feminism, you just take back some of your power. And it's the same way with spirituality. You become more powerful when you just embrace it. So like, you know, you don't need to be.
Yeah, I think people get scared of that as well. Like, scared of identifying with something else. Cause it's like, everyone gets scared when their identity, which they thought they was, is suddenly going away.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's about that. I think obviously spirituality and everything, obviously you get like the crystals and like you get into things and maybe you could tell someone's spiritual, but like, it's not about that at all. It's not actually about what you do. It's literally just about the inner peace that you have within yourself. So yeah, don't worry that you might turn into like some hippie person, because none of that means anything. Like, everyone is like divinely perfect exactly as they are. And if you don't want to identify with any of that, you don't need to. You don't even need to tell anyone you're spiritual. You could have this whole universe inside of you in the vortex and nobody would know apart from you, because you would feel amazing.
The vortex is our new favorite word. We can't stop saying
we need to stop. We literally manifested ourselves into a vortex.
I can't believe
for 15 minutes and we couldn't stop laughing.
15 minutes
of it was craziness. About 15 hours.
I think even like just saying I'm spiritual even can make it sound like, I don't know, like not unattainable, but if you don't feel like that, then it can make it feel further away from you. But I just think actually we're all spiritual beings. We all are. It's just whether you like tap into it or not. And like, if you have a curiosity to it, like embrace it, because you lose nothing and you just gain everything.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like as well, you'll notice that you connect more with people that you might think are spiritual. Like, they become like your
people. You just attract. You attract him because you like, and I don't mean this in a spiritual ego way, but you know that they get you.
Yeah.
You know that they see life in the way that you do as well, from that nice, positive, chilled outlook.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't mean that in like that sounds well spiritual ego. I don't mean that. I just mean like,
oh, I know what you mean.
You just, the same way when I the one of the signs for me that it was happening was that I felt like I was coming home to myself.
Yeah.
The same way, I think that's why, like, when you just click like that with other people that are in that same vortex,
yeah,
spiritual vortex with you, because they feel like home as well, because you're just on the same vibe, I guess. You know?
And you're attracted to the right ones. Like, you guys listening to this right now, that is absolutely perfect for you. Like, you were divinely guided to us. Even if you're our best friends, you were divinely guided to us to listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all in all, I think spiritual awakenings are really, really beautiful, and they're nothing you should fear. I think it's very easy to fear them, but don't fear them. Just let go and let into them.
Yeah, because it's beautiful.
It's so beautiful. On the other side, you may go through like some healing work, stuff like that, but on the other side, you experience so much more happiness, bliss, love, energy.
Yeah. And it just gives you the power. Once you start to understand how this universe works and like how energy works, you do just take the power back into your own hand, and you can really start to live your dreams, you know, build the life you really, really want to. Because I think, of course, you need to take action in your life. You can't just sit back and want the universe to make you a millionaire and do nothing. You have to take aligned action. But it's when you gain all this knowledge, then you can work with all that knowledge of everything you know, and you can work with it, and you just feel good, you know? You just know you're on the right path. You just feel good.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes you out of fixing point, and you realize you literally are the creator of your own life, and you can do anything your soul desires.
Yeah. Should we direct them to some spiritual people to get them going? You know, because I think like Joe Dispenza is quite intense. Like when I listen, like not that's not one with, to start with. No. Even when I listen to him on podcasts, I'm like, what? I have to keep rewinding it. Like, it's very interesting, and what he says is like madness. But I'm like, whoa, I probably have to take it in. But who should we start them off with? Obviously, The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, because that was the classic. Yeah. Start with her books. They're great. She's got a new one out now as well called The Greatest Secret.
I love that one.
Yeah.
I can't remember which books I first read. I think they were just like Vex King.
Good Firstborns.
I can't remember. In terms of YouTubers, definitely Ella Ringrose.
Yeah.
Watch all of Ella Ringrose's videos on YouTube, and you'll never be the same person ever again. You will never be the same.
Yeah, man, she's got mad knowledge on everything.
Books, you're a badass. Like, that's what we always go on about.
It, like, it doesn't look like it's a spiritual book the way that it is. It says, like, stop doubting yourself and start living an awesome life. But it's actually a bit spiritual. Like, it does that book was a big game changer for me, for realizing like, oh my god, what? I can be a badass. Wow. I can like design a life I actually want. This is great. Like, that was a big pivotal book.
I feel like that's like spirituality with a bit of banter as well, which is always good. So it keeps it lighthearted, you know. So, because some books like Earth and something.
Oh, yeah. Eckhart Tolle, madness. I mean,
like, yeah, the good, not what they're actually saying, but obviously it's quite, it's like really serious to take vibes. In,
yeah. Do you know, I bought The Power of Now years ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot read this. And like, my friend was like, absolutely have to read this. It's a life changing book. I texted her like, how on earth did you read this madness? And she was like, yeah, it's a lot. You got to take it in. You got to read a little bit every day. And I just gave up on it. But I feel like I'm probably deaf. I'm ready to read it now. Here's my spiritual ego talking. No, I think I'd be able to consume it now. But at the time, like, it was hard. So I think, start with, but to be honest, like, that's the other thing with spirituality. It's like, it doesn't need to be that hard. It doesn't need to be that confusing. Like, that's why I like on our podcast is that we always want to talk about personal development and spirituality stuff, but we never want to make it, I don't know, like, it's not unachievable, but just it's really out of the vortex, you know? Always want to make it understandable and, like, relatable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, completely. Also, if you are into fiction books, but you do want to get more into your spiritual journey, ones I would definitely recommend are The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. That's really good. The Alchemist. And then ones like The 5 a.m. Club is also like a story. And yeah, they're the three ones that I really like. And they're like proper spiritual, but they literally have like a story in it. I think it explains it all really well. And you have like these little drops of wisdom and enlightenment, and you're like, oh my God, like for your spiritual journey, but you're actually just reading a story. It's really beautiful.
Yes. Beautiful. I never actually read any fictional.
You should. They're really good. The Monk Who Sold His Flower, I really like that.
Mm.
Read that in like a week, I think.
Wow. Well, there you go, guys. You got loads to get cracking with.
Yeah, loads.
I hope you enjoyed this conversation. I hope we transcended you to another vortex.
Yeah, because we certainly went there. We're coming back now. We're coming down.
Yeah, I'm coming back down into real world. I've stopped feeling like I'm high now.
Yeah, that was a journey. And we're just going to end with our quote of the week, which is, you must learn to get in touch with the innermost essence of your being. This true essence is beyond the ego. It is fearless. It is free. It is immune to criticism. It does not fear any challenge. It is beneath no one, superior to no one, and full of magic, mystery, and enchantment. By Deepak Chopra.
Beautiful. That's Oprah's bestie. There's just so much Oprah vibes in this episode today.
Yeah, there was. We were fully challenging her. But yeah, that quote literally just sums it up, especially what we're talking about with the ego.
Yeah, don't get spiritual ego, guys. So yeah, thanks for listening. If you like this episode, you know what to do. Share it on your Instagram stories and tag us. And hit subscribe if you're listening on Apple Podcasts so you never miss an episode. Hit follow if you're listening on Spotify. Release episodes every single Wednesday and on Sundays as well. And if you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe, like the video, leave us a comment so that we can talk to you in the comments. And if you would like to watch our episodes on YouTube, all of our big Wednesday episodes, we put them on our YouTube channel. Finding Your Feet, the podcast is the name. The link's in the show notes. You can go and subscribe and join our YouTube family.
Also, you can head to our website if you do want to grab any of the amazing affirmations that we were on about before, which we use every day. So you can have a personalized one or you can have a pre-recorded one. So there's one like self-love, morning, to really get you going. And then we also have the meditations, which are super beautiful. Again, recorded and planned by us. They have morning visualization, soulful sleep, which is really powerful. Whatever you fancy, we've got it, especially to kick off your spiritual journey.
Yeah, so the link to get those is in the show notes. Findingyourfeetpodcast.com is our website. Also, come follow us on Instagram at Find Your Feet Podcast. That's where we are every day having fun on the gram. Yeah, come and join our community on Instagram. And also, we've got a mailing list. So if you want us to email you every Monday morning with a positive wisdom-filled email, and all you need to do is subscribe to our mailing list in the show notes.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We will see you next week.
Bye.